Hello there. Do you like surprises? Well then listen.
We'd better ask who it is. It might be the soldiers. Who is it?
We're back. It's Luke and Cleopas.
Oh, come in. Luke, Cleopas, you look excited.
Yes, we are. We have seen the Master.
Jesus met us on the way as we traveled home this evening. We didn't know it was Jesus. He knew the scriptures so well, we invited him to stay with us.
And he sat and ate with us as you're doing here. As he broke bread, suddenly he vanished.
The Lord really has risen and has appeared to Simon Peter.
It's wonderful. Please sit down and have some supper with us.
And as they talked about their experiences, suddenly Jesus appeared before them.
It's Jesus.
Peace be unto you.
But they were so startled and terrified that they thought they saw a spirit. But he said to them,
Why such alarm? And why are there such doubts and questionings in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Feel and handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.
And when he had said this, he held out his hands for them to see the marks of the nails, and showed them the wounds in his feet. Still they stood there undecided, filled with joy and doubt. So he asked them,
Have you any food here?
Yes, here is some broiled fish.
And he took it and ate it before them as they watched.
Don't you remember when I was with you before? I told you that everything written about me by Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must all come true?
Then he opened their minds to understand at last these many scriptures. And he said,
Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise again from the dead on the third day. And this message of salvation should be taken to all nations. There is forgiveness of sins for all who turn to me. You have seen these prophecies come true.
Aren't you glad Jesus is alive? There is forgiveness and everlasting life for all who turn to him. Do you want Jesus to fill your heart and life? Just pray and ask him in. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for dying on the cross and taking the punishment for my sins. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you for coming alive again. And for giving me everlasting life. Amen.